Time for your emails. Let's start with some corrections. First, a number of Westerners wrote in to refine my pronunciation of their state. It's Nevada, not Nevada. Sorry, I'm from Chicago. And in a story some weeks back about a sports recording collector, NPR's Noah Adams said that old-time wire recorders used copper wire. Jim Cooper wrote to inform us most wire recorders used steel wire since it can be magnetized. And last week, while talking about portrayals of African-American presidents in television and film, I told our critic Elvis Mitchell that I couldn't recall ever seeing a Jewish president on screen. But Denise Stradley notes, Kevin Pollak played a Jewish president in Rod Lurie's film Deterrence in 1999. And Luann Sweeney adds, he's not quite a U.S. president, but don't forget Mel Brooks as President Scroob in Spaceballs. Well, I'm not sure either of those examples matches up to Dennis Haysbert or Morgan Freeman. Finally, Linda Wertheimer's interview a few weeks ago with Michael Shapiro about his musical study guide to the SATs prompted Rebecca Eckel to reflect back on her test-taking days. I was stumped by the word nader, she writes. When I asked my classmates after the test what it meant, two of them knew right away. It had been in a Metallica song, and they had looked it up. At the time, I did not think it was fair that listening to rock music resulted in higher SAT scores. She's right to tell us about all our naders and apogees by going to npr.org and pulling down our window. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.